Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Slight chance of maybe some precipitation early today, but mostly warm skies and some clouds. 63 expected for the high today. Tomorrow, breezy. Afternoon rain in the forecast. 55 expected for the high right now. 41 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team. The team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:04. Here are your news headlines. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, says he's really sorry about the Cambridge Analytica data breach.
Got him to surface. He surfaced and spoke.
Yeah, he did.
They
showed
hoodie.
You how to, did you guys see how to look on your Facebook page and kind of give a rant rundown to see where they get all, you know, where all the, what all your stuff is? Did you guys have a chance
to
look
you go
yet?
Into settings and then you go into apps and you can find out the
ads.
Third party apps and you can.
Ads, A-D-D-S. They go to ads and then you go to just your personal deal or something like that. But yeah, it's ads, not apps. I've done it like twice now.
Okay. But did it make you feel like you... I mean, allay any fears. I thought his quotes were a little weak.
Yes.
Zuckerberg, I mean, about the Russia thing, he was like,
yeah,
they're doing it. We don't, they're totally doing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
like he's like trying to push blame the other direction. This is a, I mean, the guy didn't invent, all he did is invent Facebook. I mean,
yeah,
he shouldn't be the owner of it. I think there could be like management changes or,
yeah,
I don't
you
necessarily
know what,
think
right.
Facebook has to go away, but this is, management should
shake
take
up.
Should take some grief. The guy didn't invent flight. He's just the first guy to take a plane idea.
Right.
Remember, all of Facebook was hot or not. I just wonder, I've always wondered what Zuckerberg's morals are or ethics.
Yeah.
In the long run, it's still a business model. All they do is sell information.
Yeah, and so that's something that they're trying to change, I guess, or at least he's said that he's happy to testify in front of Congress about the, you know, the data gathering, and obviously some changes could be coming to, you know, the third party apps that are on their, you know, that use Facebook, and then you sign on through them, and then next thing you know, you're in the Wild Wild West, even though you think you're still just safe on Facebook.
All right, so
it's
what
a
you
whole
do,
deal.
If anyone wants to check out, if you're interested, you just go to your Facebook page, go down to settings, it's that right thing that drops down, then to ads, and then just go down to your information and click on your categories. You can X them all out, you can do whatever you want with it, but it is interesting to see what they have. But you know, Jeff, I wasn't like, oh my God. I kind of expected this stuff to go on. Like you said, it is information, and information's gold. And so now he's sorry. Okay.
He's
I
sorry.
Your apology.
Austin police say that there is a recorded video confession from the bombing suspect.
That weird kid.
Yeah, 25 minutes.
Really?
25 minute video recovered from his phone.
They said that they caught him mainly because he did that bad wig and hat.
Yeah, at Home Depot.
When he mailed that stuff, they were like,
bad.
Who's the guy
right.
in the Beastie Boys video outfit?
From
and
Sabotage.
They identified the car, so then they had the car because they watched him go out to the parking lot.
Okay.
And it was really crazy how they zeroed in. I love this stuff. How from the video, they saw the gloves he was wearing. You know, when he went to drop off the package, and they figured out how those were only gloves that were sold at Home Depot's, and then they had to go through all the surveillance from the Home Depot to find the car that matched, and that's how they ended up getting him. I'm like, can you imagine those poor agents having to scroll through how many hours of just bleh, parking lot, nothing?
Well, so it was kind of like we've joked forever about the Al-Qaeda cookbook. He did buy all of it at a Home Depot.
Yeah.
I think this is going to turn out to be one of those socially awkward kid that was just mad at society, maybe mad at girls. Like,
yeah, you know what, Jeff?
You remember the house? There's that shooter. I was trying to find out what school it was. But years ago, we have so many of them. There was a guy that recorded a ton of videos. You remember? And he was smiling.
Yeah, yeah. Just
and
weird.
He was talking about all the girls that had spurned him. Younger guy. Yeah. This one smacks of that. They said the guy didn't have... We'll find out what was on the tape, but they're alluding to. They said there was no terroristic threats. He didn't have an ideology, no. politics, or terrorism. They said it's... Sounds like personal issues. So this okay.
never had a criminal record.
Mad at the world.
Yeah, because yeah. I saw some guys say. I guess he maybe is. He's a karaoke guy. Did you guys see that? He would go in and just go. He'd either go by himself and hang out and do karaoke. He'd go with a group and
really. Well, yeah, I mean, he had two roommates. He was homeschooled, yeah. and then he went to community college, and doesn't have any kind of criminal record. I mean, he seems just like a suburban
Which
kid.
Is- It's weird.
And does that make you feel better or worse?
Well, no. I mean, that's what's like, how do you go from being the karaoke guy and, you know, with two roommates like, Steve, I need you to do the dishes, okay, for real? And then, I mean, authorities have brought his roommates in. One was questioned and released. The other one, I think they still have a lot more questions because I'm sure they're like, how do you not know that your roommate is dressing up like a bad Beastie Boys video and building
what's a
bombs.
Terrible outfit.
I had felt bad for those guys though, because how are you not kind of culpable?
Yeah.
You remember that Sarniev, the Boston Marathon bomber, his roommates just got out of prison. One of them right. just got out.
Those guys got out.
They were his college cover. Roommate. They kind of covered. I mean, I just
covered
wondered if we were in our 20s, would you, what level do we accidentally cover for our friends? So you would just be like, I don't know. I mean, then it happens and you're telling the FBI, I don't know, he was weird.
Right.
Yeah, when you go back to when we were...
You saw something goofy and you didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, you didn't notice all the Home Depot stuff that he was bringing in.
I mean, clearly
in.
That Boston Marathon, that was like, reminder to people, see something, say something, or you're yeah. going to do some
You'd
time.
Think after the first couple bomb explosions that it would really sound an alarm if you were a roommate, right? Like, hey, you know, he's been in the garage a lot
started
and I saw this.
Thinking so. Of sketchy roommates when you were younger. You yeah. Know? Yeah. Did you have weird ones where you're like, I have no idea what he's up to? You remember
right.
when you had roommates?
Separate lives. You're like, I don't know. He pays the rent. I mean, I see him.
Yeah, yeah. If you hate your roommate, you guys avoid each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're coming home and you go to your room.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess any other room. Yeah, exactly.
How many people out there potentially live with a serial murderer?
And you just don't know. As long as the check clears every month, you're like, I left his portion of the bills up on the fridge. And then when I went out the next day, there was a check underneath the fridge magnet. So I'm sending it in. Apparently, I'm buying stamps this month. So,
and they're like, well, you paid for the bomb. Well, that was supposed to be for the cable bill, so.
You're like, hey!
I'm sorry about the families, but obviously the cable bill didn't get paid.
I am sitting here Gosh. Watching static. Well, Omaha is continuing to grow. They're saying 1 million people population could be closer than we think. The latest population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau indicate that we've already added like 8% growth in this last decade. And if we keep up like this, we're on track to hit 1 million by 2024, 2025. Sadly, the loss of Cabela's corporate headquarters in Sydney is impacting the population in Cheyenne County. They say that nearly 400 residents, or about 4% of the population in that county, gone.
Already from a year. So yeah. It's the mayor going, you know, we felt it and we've heard anecdotally. They're like, obviously, people are leaving, but this is actual census numbers.
So that's
really sad. People basically had to leave that picked up and... took a job elsewhere. So if they've already felt 400 in a year, that's 4%.
Yeah, 400 a year. And that's about when they start talking about this going on with Cabela's, wasn't it? About, but geez.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost town.
This is the effect of the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
The NCAA tournament continues. Sweet 16 tips off tonight, 6 o'clock. It's Loyola taking on Nevada. So this is, this is the first of two games tonight. There's going to be another one. There's a couple of them. There's a Sweet 16. So we're getting ready because we're hosting tomorrow, which is going to be very exciting. Four teams are in town to take part of the Midwest Regional, which we get to host. So
they'll be practicing today. So they'll be down on the court. They're all in Omaha last night. So
yeah.
What'll be interesting is where they all go eat and where they all go watch the games tonight. Mm-hmm.
Cox Communications, they announced they're offering free Wi-Fi throughout the downtown area for the college basketball tournament.
Oh, that's very nice.
So they're doing that. It started yesterday and it goes through the weekend. And apparently this is like something that they do like during College World Series so people can, you know, have access and stream while they're visiting.
Just in open town. Your browser and you'll find it.
Yeah, it says Cox underscore biz or bus underscore central underscore hotspot. And then that will be like if you bring it up in your browser or on your Wi-Fi, that'll be the one.
God, I wonder how well that works.
It's probably FBI van. Every time we go on our camp trip, yes. I got tech buddies and they always will open up a Wi-Fi hotspot for us to use. And they always label it FBI surveillance van. That's the hotspot.
Hey, I remember
we're
the
like,
first
that probably
time.
Should scare off other people that want to borrow our.
I remember the first time I saw something like that in the neighborhood. It was just in the neighborhood for some reason. I was so weirded out. I didn't know what to think. It was before I realized that you can actually name it whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize. I mean, mine is just like some gobbledygook of like alphabet soup, whatever.
Oh, is it really?
The company gave me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's just whatever the thing that the company gives you. But it's so funny when you pull up your browser and you see people are like, Coyote House. You're like, what? Like, really? You went to the effort to like read.
Why not? You remember it.
Yeah. True. I mean, I just know mine because I'm like, yep, those are the gobbledygook numbers and letters that I think is ours. Have at it. Big Apple is moving to consider smoking while walking being ticketing offense. A bill was being.
God.
Can you believe that?
No.
Smoking while walking?
Yes. Yeah. They say pedestrians and children don't need to suffer on the streets from secondhand smoke. So under the measure, people walking and smoking on city streets in Manhattan would be hit with a $50 fine.
Do we agree that that's completely moon batty?
I don't think it's fair to the smokers. I mean,
God. Finally, you guys are defending.
No,
smokers.
I defend smokers. That's too much. I just don't want to be a smoker anymore. I understand how hard it's quit and all that stuff, but yeah, I think that's a little out.
I think it's weird. That's strange. I mean, it's like it's a public street. This is the one thing I will say, the exception that I would make. My kids go to school and the courtyard is on a pretty busy street, obviously. And it's so weird when people walk by the school smoking. Like you'll be standing in the courtyard, the kids are playing and you smell smoke. And it just seems like a weird thing, you know? I mean, it's just
so you are for the bill then.
No, I'm not. I'm saying like, I mean, even then, like I would say just common sense would be, you know, hey, if you're walking by a grade school and there are a bunch of little 4-year-olds running around playing, is that really where you want to be smoking a cigarette? But I wouldn't say.
So we're saying that all of the emissions coming out of everything in New York City is also clean too.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like, okay, so are we going to start banning cars? Are we going to start banning, you know, trucks and whatever. So this is something that one of the council people is putting forward.
Won't pass.
I just think it's ridiculous. Don't you?
This is a city where you can't smoke. It's the same penalty if you smoke in a city park. You can get fined $50.
That's not like that here. We don't have those laws.
This is in New York City.
You can't smoke in a park.
You can't smoke in a park. You can't smoke in a bar, restaurant, stores, other public indoor places, which, okay, I get indoor, but yeah, you can't smoke in the park in New York.
How soon before you can't smoke in your own damn house?
Well, it's New York. Where are they supposed to smoke? I mean, I get like they're like, well, they're not supposed to smoke. You're supposed to quit.
Well, we don't live there, so it's not our problem.
Yes, that's for sure. But another thing that's interesting is Netflix is being called out by an anti-tobacco group, you know, that Truth Initiative, for all the smoking scenes that they have on screen. They're looking at 14 of the most popular shows from Netflix with people between the ages of 15 and 24. And they say that it's a lot of cigarette use, like Stranger Things.
I think actors want it. I mean, there are plenty of actors whose entire character in certain action movies is just lighting a cigarette. I mean, they use it as a prop.
Yeah.
It's certainly a prop for a lot of actors.
Well, and the stuff that they were noting, like Stranger Things, I'm like, well, that's a period that people did smoke. I mean, it's the 80s. I mean, a lot of our parents still smoked in the 80s. I mean, it wasn't that weird of a thing to be a kid and be around cigarettes. But I guess some of the other shows, Orange is the New Black, which I'm like, okay, it's prison.
Yeah, that's what you do. Well, like, come on. You don't really smoke in prison, but if you can sneak it, you do, I guess.
House of Cards, but House of Cards, it's like inconsistent. I mean, they usually smoke, but they're always like really secret about it. The Walking Dead, I'm like, dude, if you were...
There are reasons why you're smoking in some of these. If you're running from zombies, you should be allowed to do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Well, they don't care about the plot lines. They're saying you just got to get rid of all smoking because it's...
Kids are watching it.
Kids are watching.
And they're...
Do you think that's making people want to smoke? I guess it could.
Sure, it has a causal link. I mean, it's a fact that the smoking industry used to pay their way in. Maybe they still are.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the case.
Paying money for product placement. Just like the people, it's pretty conspicuous now where they put Budweiser in movies.
I know, they like how they hold things. You're like, yeah, hold
what
stuff
was
like that?
On the King Kong movie the other day, the King Kong remake with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Did they have a lot of product placement?
Absolutely. The beginning, it's Vietnam, by the way. It's the 60s. I mean, I know Budweiser existed then, but it almost looks like a modern can.
Oh, really?
Right at the beginning of the movie, they all go on R&R. Yeah. And they're all throwing each other Bud cans.
Perfectly
Bud bottles,
angled.
And then Samuel Jackson's in his office, conspicuously takes two drinks of it. It sits down. I mean, it is, the logo is aimed
right at the camera.
I mean, that's pure product. And I thought, I mean, it stuck out to me that I know it's just a King Kong movie, but I thought they can just drink in the barracks.
Yeah,
Vietnam, man.
Hey, hey man, it was a terrible war. War's hell, man.
War's hell.
Budweiser.
Give me a beer.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
I had some blood work done yesterday after the show. I just had that physical thing going on. And it's funny because I fasted all day up until, you know, they want you to fast for about 12 hours. That's like the angriest room you can walk into.
Hungry people, they're hangry.
They are so angry. I was just sitting there minding my own business, you know, and just kind of hanging out waiting. I just heard some lady, the nurse lady asked a lady going, what was your doctor's name? And she goes, and she just, it's like she blew up. She's like, what do you want me to do? I wrote it, I printed it, and just, then she said it. She goes, look, I'm fat and I'm hungry and I haven't eaten.
You're like, oh,
they ought to put the vending machine in the lobby, you know, because the nurses aren't fasting.
No.
Oh, can you imagine if they're just up there eating?
Thong, banging on the deal. Getting a Snickers and then eating it.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
Yeah, but it was a hangry room. I thought to myself, God, why don't they do this stuff on the weekends? Maybe there are hospitals that do let you do the blood work on the weekends. I've never asked, I guess.
Why on a weekend? Why do you want to do it on a weekend?
Well, that way I can, I guess, sleep in, you know, because a lot of part of it is you got to get up. And I can't even eat. I mean, you're not supposed to drink any coffee, I guess. Anything like that. So that way, at least I can sleep longer and deal with it and not deal with
coffee.
The open public. Can you drink coffee? Because I did. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not going to mess with it. Everything I've looked around and it
as long
just
as
said,
you don't add
water,
milk and sugar, you can know? Have. No, as long as you as long as it's clear, as long as you don't add like milk or sugar, something that would affect your lipids or like your sugar levels in your blood. But no, straight coffee, you can have it. But trust me, that would, as somebody who's done the fast game, you can have coffee.
I figured that would just increase your you know, blood pressure or anything like that because it's caffeine.
They're not taking your blood pressure, though.
Well,
they're just drawing
blood work.
They're doing blood work, but I mean, it's my physical. I mean, I got to get it all done. And that's why I figured
they were just drawing
just
blood
done.
Then, though. I mean, I'm just saying they were just drawing blood for your labs. They weren't taking.
They're not saying, like, your blood was all hoppy.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
It was all jacked. It came out and it was all coked out of its mind.
Nope.
Did you do coke in the parking lot? You're like, no, coffee. Well, just ask your doctor the next time. What can I have? What can I have?
Yeah, I guess I should have done that instead of just going straight to the internet and asking. The only time I really talk to my doctor is when I get there. You know, I don't have a working conversation with her afterwards. And she's interesting. I love her because she always wants everything done immediately, immediately before, so like we can just get down to business. So any type of blood work, whatever, has to be done sometime before. And they have a laboratory there.
So what's going to happen on this?
I don't know.
Results, what goes away?
I don't know.
Were all excited about grilling yesterday, and they did a story on grilling that if you burn food, the old stuff they've talked about forever. When we sear burgers, there's that chemical change that happens to meat when you sear it. And it's not just beef, it's also chicken and fish.
Yes.
And they'd always said that increases these markers that could cause cancer. Well, this was high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, 14 times a month.
So no more medium, no more well done. They were like, you got to...
Isn't that sucky?
You don't want to get to that
stuff,
burning, searing level.
Well, it sucked because
on the grill.
I just lit the grill and I just turned it off. I mean, I made a nice little steak, and as I'm laying it down, that story comes up.
And then
I have to ask Wyleen. I have to go, we do not grill every other day of the month, do we? She goes, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're in that wheelhouse.
Yes, you are.
I'm like, okay.
All right. Grill every weekend in the summer. Every weekend.
Red meat eaters, and I guess anyone who's grilling and searing that food on the regular, it was what, like a 70% chance?
Yeah, it's the carcinogens or whatever, you know. I hate those studies because I'm just like, listen, you're ruining food. Like, what am I supposed to do?
That story it was weird because that story last night about the grilling and the high blood pressure was kind of threw me off because it normally, I mean, I can see anything else, but how it causes your blood pressure to rise, I thought it was due to excitement. In the beginning, you know, you're excited to grill and stuff. You're like, yeah, this is fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to get all sorts of carcinogens in my system. Ooh, it's going to taste so good.
Don't turn in your blood
work. Dang it,
I know. You weren't grilling earlier, were you?
I know.
Your blood is excited.
I didn't have coffee. They're
fasting.
Like,
all about the fasting.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Party morning show. Lollapalooza, the full lineup for this year's festival was announced yesterday. The Weeknd, Bruno Mars, Jack White, those are like the big headliners. Arctic Monkeys, they're also the headliners. Other artists, Travis Scott, the National, Vampire Weekend.
The National are on it?
Yeah.
Cool.
National are on it. So are Manchester Orchestra, which is one that I wanted to see. But it's really interesting. It's a really weird cross-section of, like, Camila Cabello is on there. Gucci Mane.
Well, I'm sure they got to find a lot.
Yeah, they just
got to
throw everybody on there. Yeah.
No, I know. I mean, it's just when you look at it, you're like, wow, I mean, they are everything but the kitchen sink. So the Lollapalooza takes place in Chicago's Grant Park from August 2nd to the 5th.
They don't have the kitchen sink playing?
Surprisingly, no, they didn't make the cut, and they are mad.
Terrible band name. It probably is.
Yeah,
probably,
the kitchen sink, yeah.
But Walk the Moon, right. I mean, it's LL Cool J. I mean, come on. That's worth the price of admission just to go see LL Cool J.
This is Lollapalooza, what, 2018 or 2019? 2018?
This is this summer, yeah. So August 2nd through the 5th.
When do those tickets go on sale?
Good question. I don't know if I think you can buy them now. I think there's like the 4-day passes go on sale with it. They go on sale today. Yes.
Okay.
They go on sale today.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember Lord is this weekend down in Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
Lord in the opening acts, Run the Jewels.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just did Maha last year. People loved them. So I'm just saying,
yep. You
don't have to wait that long. You can go see a local concert this weekend.
Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston have reportedly spoken very little to each other since announcing their split in February. I guess she's been keeping busy. He's been spotted, you know, biking and stuff, cycling around Manhattan.
As
busy, busy, busy.
As people do when they break up, right?
Yes, yeah. They do.
I mean, I know it would be hard to be a celebrity and break up that you go to the grocery store and your face is on a tabloid.
That'd be tough.
That's the low end. But the high end is you're attractive and famous and rich, and it's easy to move on.
You can move
on. Whereas most of us normal people, when you split, you still live in your same town.
You know, and that's the thing,
and
Jeff.
You're a loser, and you might run into her, and you don't go do fabulous things. People are like, I saw Jerry last weekend. Yeah, him and Lisa are split up, and he does not look well.
Yeah, those celebrities can turn it around at the newsstand if they would like. You know, just like, hey, you. So they're busy, busy, busy.
I think that's when you have your assistant go to the grocery store for you for a while.
Imagine not being able to escape, though.
This would be my celebrity moment. I would love to be at the checkout booth at Walgreens, look at the tabloids if I'm Justin and I see my face on two of them, to be able to real life turn to strangers and go, these two aren't true. I'm actually sleeping with her. And be able to point at another famous face one of the magazines. That's totally doable.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Don't even mess with them, yeah.
No, just, it could actually be factual.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be fantastic if you picked it up also and then drew a little mustache on Jennifer Aniston's face.
Put it back or down. More likely, you just look really sad. You pick up all the copies and you drop it on top of the pint of Haagen-Dazs. Jennifer. No.
Got all my bad breakups. I just went straight to the booze. I don't think I was. I mean, you've been through almost every single one. Both of you guys. Jeff through most, but it's been probably brutal for anyone around me.
Oh, you don't miss it, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I just think you get older and you don't have the tools anymore.
To care.
Tired.
To handle.
You're like over it. It just, you really are.
But so that's the thing. Some of it is cause and effect. You caused it. But don't you look back and a lot of it is just youth. The drama of youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you dwell. When you get past that moment, you're right. It takes age and maybe enough experience in it, but you just stop. I guess you pretty much stop caring for an excessive amount of time. I know people that are gone 3 years, man. 3 years of just, like, you'd think that they, lost a loved one. I mean, they just
maybe that was their special somebody, though.
But they'd be dating for like a year.
Yeah, but that's not. It's like we almost need to tell kids that. That's why I worry about young people. I always feel bad for young people. The main thing we realize is they're going through breakups.
Yeah.
And they take them so serious. You know, they don't really have the skills. I'm telling you, they should teach that stuff.
Oh,
what's
my
that?
Gosh.
No, I know.
We all did. I mean, that's like that first broken heart, that teenage, he doesn't like me or she, you know, I saw her with somebody else or something like that. I mean, that cuts deep.
But you're right. There should be some type of class. There really should be something.
You think how many bad decisions are getting made left and right? I mean, 99% of them are the wrong move based on
God,
hormones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wrong moves. I remember one time, if I could share for a brief moment, I remember one time showing up someone's work. Hey, what's up?
Ooh.
That went by.
Like, this was 3 years ago.
I did
by
that
the
way. Once. Once.
After you were broken up?
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't really, really said, but it was done, and I pretty much put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just was like, hey, you know what?
When you show up at her work while you're still dating, it was charming.
It's cute. Oh, he did that? What?
Gary was in the lobby today. He was. Week after a breakup?
Not so good.
911.
Yeah.
Gary's in the lobby.
Gary's in the lobby right now. We got a code red. Gary's in the lobby, and Gary's out there just like, no, I'm just bringing back some of her stuff.
Really?
Gary.
To work?
It
Gary?
Was awesome. It was the manager of the store had to walk up to me as I'm sitting in a chair, thumbing through a magazine. Yeah. So you're going to have to leave.
You're creepy.
Hey,
you got to go.
Why?
It's such a sad thing, though, that men were so dumb. You're going to die on that battlefield for that lady. You're like, dude, turn around. You got everything else out there.
Yes.
You can date everyone else now.
How many I walked by to get to the store? Think about that one. So
I'm glad Justin's doing okay. I hope Jennifer's doing okay.
Yeah, I think they're both going to be fine. William Shatner is fine. He is alive and well and tweeting mad at Facebook for promoting an ad that claimed that the Star Trek actor had died.
It was
a hoax.
Okay.
My dear God, man. We don't see him anymore because he doesn't do the Priceline ads. That's about the only way I ever saw him.
No, he does this show with... No, but he does a TV show.
But the commercials were everywhere. You could see him.
That was George Foreman's on it. They're like living life. It's weird.
Oh,
they're like riding camels. But you're right. You don't see him nearly as much because of the Priceline, but he's been doing that show. And
why did he stop
this is what's so weird is my kids have started watching the original Star Trek.
Okay.
Like it's on, but that's the show that they like to watch now before bed. Like they get like 30 and it is so funny to watch these episodes of old Star Trek and old William Shatner. And the kids are like, why does he talk like that? And I'm like, I'm so glad to know that it's not just us that like William Shatner really does.
Do they think it's cool though?
They love it. They absolutely love it. They think
probably hokey enough for them.
Right.
Know,
that's the thing I'm thinking. Yeah. So, anyway, so he's very much alive, and he's not happy with Facebook for promoting the news of his death.
It's funny that those we thought you were dead strands still happen in the modern age. I mean, I know we all believe in fake news, but you can back check on the internet pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
And usually it goes viral somewhere saying so-and-so is not dead.
Yeah.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.